This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The number of coronavirus infections in the United States has passed 9 million cases, with more than 229,000 dead. President Donald Trump and his challenger Joe Biden continue sparring over the virus while visiting the nation's heartland. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University show new cases in the U.S. are now at levels not seen since the summer in hard-hit Iowa.
Here at the fairgrounds, the Iowa State Fair canceled for the first time since World War II.
Biden pledged he has a plan to fight the virus, while in Michigan, the president said his rival's plan is to shut down the country.
There will be no school, no graduations, no weddings, no Thanksgivings.
Again, insisting the nation is rounding the turn on the pandemic. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Texas is seeing an unprecedented surge of early voting. We get more from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
An AP tally of early votes shows that with 9 million ballots, Texas has become the first state to hit the milestone of casting more ballots in the presidential election than they did during all of 2016. This year's numbers may have been aided by activists who challenged and won the right to extend early voting by 1 week amid the coronavirus pandemic. Harris County, the most populous in Texas, held a drive-in concert to publicize their 24-hour polling sites, which saw a steady stream of voters until about 3 in the morning. With 38 electoral votes, Texas is among the traditionally conservative states that Joe Biden's campaign has been looking to flip. I'm Jennifer King.
Wall Street closed out another punishing week with the S&P posting its first back-to-back monthly loss since the pandemic first gripped the economy in March. The index dropped 1.2%. The Dow Jones Industrials, meanwhile, dropped 0.6%, while the Nasdaq gave up 2.5%. Find more at our website. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake struck Friday in the Aegean Sea between the Turkish coast and the Greek island of Samos, killing at least 14 people and injuring hundreds amid collapsed buildings and flooding. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Emergency workers rescuing a person trapped in rubble. Turkey's official Anadolu news agency says work continues pulling the injured from wrecked buildings in the Izmir region. Turkey's disaster and emergency management presidency says the earthquake was centered in the Aegean Sea at a depth of 10 miles and registered at a 6.6 magnitude, while U.S. experts put it at more like 7. Multiple shocks have struck the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
France stepped up security nationwide on Friday to guard against new Islamist attacks following the fatal stabbings at a church in Nice, while Muslims in other countries protested in the streets over perceived French slights to the Prophet Muhammad. President Emmanuel Macron has deployed thousands of soldiers to protect sites such as places of worship and schools. France's security alert was at its highest level in response to the second deadly knife attack in its cities in 2 weeks. Police were holding a 21-year-old Tunisian migrant over the attack in Nice, in which a man shouting Allahu Akbar decapitated one woman and killed two other people in the Notre Dame Basilica on Thursday. The attack took place at a time of swelling anger among many Muslims across the globe over the issue of French cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, which they deemed to be insulting and blasphemous. Opposition activists are threatening to block access to polling stations Saturday in an effort to disrupt the presidential election in Ivory Coast, where incumbent Alassane Ouattara is seeking a controversial third term after nearly a decade in power. An alliance of opposition parties is boycotting the vote and has called on activists to prevent polling stations from opening, setting up a potential showdown in a country where post-election violence killed more than 3,000 people in 2010-2011. At least 9 people have been killed and 35 others are missing after a landslide during torrential rains in El Salvador. The slide occurred late Thursday night when earth from the upper part of the San Salvador volcano was set in motion, sweeping up trees and homes along a nearly 3-kilometer course, about 20 kilometers north of the capital. The country's civil defense director, William Hernandez, said Friday that some 40 homes had been destroyed. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll be right back.